Listening comprehension. In this section of the test, you will have an opportunity to demonstrate your ability to understand conversations and talks in English. There are three parts in this section with special directions for each part. Answer all the questions on the basis of what is stated or implied by the speakers in the recording. There will be time for you to read the instructions, and you will have a chance to check your work. The recording will be played once only. At the end of the test, you will be given 7 minutes to transfer your answers to an answer sheet. Now, turn to Part 1. Part 1. Directions. In this part, you will hear 8 short announcements or instructions. There is one question for each announcement or instruction. For each question, choose the right answer, A, B, C, or D. Then, on the answer sheet, find the number of the question and fill in the space that corresponds to the letter of the answer that you have chosen. Now, let's listen to the example. On the recording, you might hear,
Hello, this is the travel agency returning your call. You left a message about the holiday you've booked, asking which meals are included in the cost during your stay at Sunny Hotel. Lunch and dinner are free, but if you wish to have breakfast in the hotel, you will need to pay an extra amount of money, depending on what you order. Let me know if I can help you with any other information. Goodbye.
On the test book, you will read, Which meal is not included in the price of the holiday? A. Breakfast. B. Lunch. C. Dinner. D. All. The correct answer is A. Breakfast. We are ready to start. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 8. Now, listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 8. Question 1.
Did you get everything you wanted?
I did. In fact, I only needed to go into one shop. I'd seen a t-shirt in the window and I got the last one in the sale. And some shorts to match. I bought this jacket too, but I'm not sure if I like it.
Oh, it looks great. I'd keep it, but... Those shorts are a horrible colour. I should change them.
You're right. They look different in the shop.
Question 2.
What time will Paula pick Julie up?
Hi, Julie. This is Paula. I'm ringing to remind you that I'll pick you up tonight. The film doesn't start until 8:15. So we can go a bit later than I thought. I'll leave here at about 7:20, so I'll be at your house at 7:40. We need to allow time to park the car, and I want to get good seats. See you later then. Give me a ring if there's a problem.
Question 3.
What will they get first?
The most important thing I need is new trainers. I know exactly which ones I want. They're in the shop by the library. Let's go straight there.
Just a minute. That's the opposite end of town. I want to get a film for my camera in this shop while we're here.
Don't forget we need some fruit.
We'll get that last after we've bought your trainers, because it'll be heavy.
Question 4.
Where did the woman leave her keys?
Oh, I'm in a hurry and I can't find my keys. I always leave them on the hall table.
Let's see. You didn't leave them in the car, did you? That's what I did last week.
I'll go and look.
There are some keys in the kitchen, but I don't think they're yours. I'll get them.
Those are mine. Thanks.
Question 5.
What does the man decide to eat?
What will you have? How about fish and chips? It's really good here.
Actually, I think I'll just have a drink.
You must have more than that. It's hours since we had lunch. What about chicken then? Or chicken sandwich?
If they have salad, I'll have some with a roll.
Question 6.
What time is the woman's new appointment?
Good morning, Dr. Clark's surgery.
Hello. Could I change the appointment I have for tomorrow, please? It's in the morning, and I can't come till the afternoon. The name's Joanna Saunders.
Certainly. I'll have a look and see if Dr. Clark is free. So, you can't come at 10:15. Quarter to 3 is available, or 4:15.
I'll take the later one, thank you. Goodbye.
Question 7.
What was cancelled?
We missed the first day of our holiday because of the bad weather.
Oh, was your plane cancelled?
That wasn't the problem. And the coach was waiting to take us to the port, but the sea was so rough we had to wait till the next day and take a helicopter to the island. It was much more expensive. And I was looking forward to the ferry crossing.
Question 8.
What did Jason enjoy doing on Saturday?
Hi, Jason. Did you have a good day yesterday? Did you have a football match?
Yes, but we lost, so we all felt a bit miserable. The score was 5-0.
I went shopping with Sally. We really enjoyed ourselves. But I know you don't like shopping.
Well, actually, I spent Saturday afternoon looking for a birthday present for my sister. And I had a great time in the bookshops and music shops. I got her a book and a CD. Then I went to the cinema to see Road to the Stars. I was really looking forward to it, but it wasn't as good as I expected.
That is the end of part 1.